Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Countdown King is here. Chewie's Top 10. Because why stop at one weird thought when you can have 10?
Yeah, 928, by the way, with the beautiful day today, that kind of factors into Chewie's Top 10 list.
We're talking about the top 10 things to do now that it'll actually be warm outside for a day. We'll start off with number 10. Immediately convince yourself that winter is over. Pack away that snow shovel and guarantee yourself a snowstorm by next week.
We did that over the weekend. We put the shovel away. However,
it's coming.
The ice melt we kept out on the front deck.
You can't put away the shovel. It's coming. Number 9, open the windows for maybe like 12 minutes on your house before realizing the neighbor's burning something.
Yeah.
And go...
That styrofoam has a strange smell to it.
It really does. Yeah. Number 8, drive with the windows down, blasting country music like you stole the car and just broke out of jail.
All right, let's do that.
Number 7, grill some burgers. Even though you're still wearing a hoodie.
Did that on Sunday. I actually had a winter coat on because it got chilly and windy. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be 71 today, so that's a little
74,
warm.
74, buddy.
Number 6, see the first guy that's wearing shorts this year and go, that dude's nuts.
Wow. Let me say, you?
Saying that dude's nuts?
Well, no, I'm talking about the shorts, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The shorts are on.
Yeah.
This is what I wore to the gym today, so that's... That's why. Number 5 of the top 10 things to do now that it'll be warm for a day. Wash the car for the first time in months, which is just in time for tomorrow's mud and salt.
Yeah, I know. When things cool off again.
Number 4, walk around Lowe's or Home Depot pretending you're finally going to do all those projects this year.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, too. You know, I need some tools because my kids steal all my tools.
Not me. Right. Must be my brother or my sister. Yeah. Number 3, sit on the porch with a beer, stare into the yard, and just know you're the king of your land. Say, look, Simba.
Yeah.
Everything the light touches.
Yeah. Belongs to us. Till the tree line in the neighbor's house down there.
Right there. Number 2, go for a walk and halfway down the street realize, it's actually still kind of cold. I'm going to sit back and have that beer now.
Yeah, let's go back and have that beer.
And finally, number 1 in the top 10 things to do now that it'll be warm for a day, start planning summer like a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we still have a few more weeks of surprise snowstorm coming.
All right, the top 10 list. It is the tease with the... Right now, sunny and 55 weather we have out here, but Chewy seems to think we're not done with winter yet. Dana's hanging on here. Hey, Dana.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
How are you, Dana?
Dana, how's going?
I'm doing good. So, I hate to say this, Doc, but Chewy's right.
Well, that's it. Nope. Dana, just finish right there. Chewy's right. That's it.
The end.
We don't even need to know what it's about. Chewy's right.
Hit the jingle, Froggy 101.
My grandfather always told me, he goes, listen, winter's not over till you see the onion snow. The onion snow didn't come yet, so it's on its way.
What's the onion snow?
Right. It's the rain, snow mixed together.
Uh-huh.
The flakes are going to be real big. Then you know that's the end of the snow.
Oh, okay. I learned something.
And the onion snow has yet to happen, right?
That's right. It has not happened yet. I mean, you're in Pennsylvania. We've had snow on Easter already.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, we had a blizzard. I was in New York then, and then we had a blizzard there. Well, it probably wasn't 2 feet, but when you're 3 feet tall, it's 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, it's a lot of snow when you're that small.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.